they make something called a pallet. Now, what is that? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. You talking about factories
mm-hmm.
where they have wooden pallets
mm-hmm. yeah,
haul stuff on?
What is that?
All I ever seen was one but fours on nailed on two befores and fixed them where they get the tow motor bars under them, pick them up, you know.
Oh, yeah. And that's all it is. What about you might say that you expect a big crop this year because the soil is very
rich.
Rich. Mm-hmm. Another way of saying that might be the soil is very fertile, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You were talking about bottom land a minute ago. Now that's would be rich land, I guess.
Mm-hmm. What they call overflow land.
Overflow land.
Mm-hmm.
They're a good bit of.
Usually overflow in the winter, you know, when you have a lot
right.
of rain.
Right.
Early spring.
Right. Good bit of bottom land around here?
Quite a bit, but not really all that much either.
Is there anything in particular you call land that's not good for growing much anything?
Mm-hmm. I've got a lot of this old red clay land that's different. That's what I've found.
Yeah. What about land that's not good for anything because water stands on it all the time? You might have, beaver dams and all that in it.
Slough.
Is a slough the same thing as what some people might call a swamp?
Could be. I've always heard them call slough around here.
Slough.
Mm-hmm. Usually it's a real low place where a lot of timber growed up. Underbrush and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, say if you had a piece of land with a lot of water standing on it and you wanted to put it to cultivation, you'd say you need to do what to it?
Ditch it.
And
drain it on lower land.
Mm-hmm. Those things that you dig to get the water off, you call ditches. Are there flowing places of flowing water around here, like different creeks or something like that?
Yeah, North Catterin usually flows. They're pumping water out of it now for Conway. I don't know if it's flowing there or not.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't been out there in a couple of weeks. It was getting low then.
Mm-hmm.
And they're irrigating a lot out of it, these rice fields you've seen down here.
Mm-hmm. Right. Are there other names for, bits of water flowing along like that?
Branches.
That smaller than a creek?
Mm-hmm.
Is the branch the smallest it gets, or is anything smaller than that?
I believe the branch is about the smallest I know.
Small as it gets. What about a place in the land that's been washed out by heavy rainfall? What would you call that?
Wash.
Just a wash? Or maybe there might be a place in the woods, you know, that's been cut out by just gradually by water flowing along.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually it might get pretty deep, say about 10 feet across, 10 feet deep. What would that be, that kind of place in the land?
You mean just a hole, more or less?
Yeah, more or less, with still, you know, the water running in the bottom of it.
Probably something like a pond, washed the pond out or something.
Mm-hmm. Do people around here ever use the word gully?
Yeah, I've heard the word gully quite a bit.
Would that
not
be
really all that much?